Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects from Darbhanga, Bihar. Dedicates 18 Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Over 46% voting recorded till 1 p.m. in first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections. Peaceful polling also underway for by-polls in 31 Assembly constituencies in 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. Campaigning at its peak for Maharashtra Assembly elections with political leaders making their best efforts to garner voter support. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on development of villages to achieve vision of developed India. Supreme Court lays down pan-India guidelines on demolition of properties rules. Any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles round of 16 at Kumamoto Masters Tournament in Japan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for passengers. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country. Mr. Modi said, "We have five focus points, including prevention from diseases, affordable screening of ailments, use of technology in treatment, and providing best healthcare services for the well-being of common people."
हमारा पहला फोकस बीमारी से बचाव पर है, दूसरा फोकस बीमारी की सही तरीके से जांच पर है, तीसरा फोकस है लोगों को मुफ्त और सस्ता इलाज मिले और सस्ती दवाएं मिले, हमारा चौथा फोकस है छोटे शहरों में भी इलाज की बेहतरीन सुविधाएं पहुंचाना, देश में डॉक्टरों की कमी को दूर करना, और हमारा पांचवा फोकस है स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं में टेक्नोलॉजी का विस्तार करना.
The Prime Minister said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the next 5 years. He said the government has taken a decision to impart medical education in Hindi and other Indian languages.
हमारी सरकार ने एक और बड़ा निर्णय लिया है. हम हिंदी और दूसरी भारतीय भाषाओं में भी मेडिकल की पढ़ाई का विकल्प दे रहे हैं. मकसद यही है कि गरीब, दलित, पिछड़े, आदिवासी परिवार की संतान भी डॉक्टर बन सके.
Mr. Modi also said over 1,50,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been opened in the country for economically weaker sections. The Prime Minister said yoga, Ayush and nutrition have been integrated to strengthen health services with promotion of better lifestyle. He said the Ayushman Bharat and PM Jan Aushadhi schemes have thoroughly changed the earlier orthodox system. The Prime Minister paid rich tributes to legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. Over 46% polling was recorded till 1 p.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling will be concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Our correspondent, Sanjeev Sharma, is joining us live from Ranchi. Sanjeev, tell us what is the polling status at the Naxal-affected booths?
Voters are casting their votes with full devotion in the first phase of the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Even in the 950 Naxal-affected polling booths in the state, including the polling stations in Khunti, Gumla, Pashchimi Singhbhum, Palamu, Lohardaga and Simdega districts, people are voting in large numbers. Due to the prompt security arrangements, electorates are voting fearlessly despite the threat from naxalites. Heavy voting has been recorded in many polling booths in these areas. As you are aware that voting will end at 4 p.m. in all sensitive polling booths before 1 hour of the other areas. Varsha,
Right. Thank you for bringing us those details, Sanjeev. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar has appealed to the electorate to vote for strengthening of democracy. After exercising his right of franchise at his booths, Mr. Gangwar requested people to vote in large numbers.
लोकतंत्र में मतदान एक आवश्यक हिस्सा है और मैं आपके माध्यम से सभी इस प्रदेश के मतदाता भाई बहनों को बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देते हुए आग्रह करना चाहूंगा कि मत का प्रयोग अवश्य करें और दुनिया में हमारा देश एक दिशा देने का काम करता है जिस ढंग से लोकतंत्र हमारे देश में चल रहा है ये दुनिया में एक मिसाल कायम कर रहा है.
Voting for the by-polls in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala is also being held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly by-polls are also taking place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. We now go over live to our Karnataka correspondent. Sudhindra, how is the enthusiasm you're witnessing among the voters?
Well, right, there's a lot of enthusiasm morning when the voting started in the morning. As there is a brisk voting being seen in 3 constituencies of Chanpatna, Shigaon and Sandur. And as you said, there is enthusiasm among the voters as young and old were standing in queue waiting for their turn to cast their vote. And to help them, also the weather is also very pleasant since it is year and winter. So weather is also very pleasant for aiding the voters, and they were all enthusiastically participating in the Festival of Democracy. And till 1 o'clock, Sandur has recorded a voters turnout of 43.46%, and Chanpatna 48.15%, and Shigaon 43.40%.
Right, Sudhindra, thank you so much for bringing us those details and updates. Now we have our Kolkata correspondent Kalyan Laha to report about assembly by-polls in West Bengal. Kalyan, tell us about the security arrangements at the polling stations.
Large security arrangement has been made by the Election Commission. Total 108 companies of CRPF and adequate number of state police have been deployed in all the polling booths. And there are adequate number of QRTs also, and all the polling booths, voting is going on peacefully, except some stray incidents. And Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today telephoned Chief Electoral Officer Dr. Ariz Aftab in West Bengal, and he has asked him to conduct a peaceful and violent election in the state.
Right, Kalyan, thank you for joining us. And we now have our Guwahati correspondent Manas Pratim Saha on the line. Manas, tell us the current status of polling.
Yes, well, sir, here at 5 constituencies, Sidli, Bongaigaon, Dholai, Samaguri and Bihali, peaceful polling is going on. Polling has begun at 7 a.m. and so far, there is no report of any untoward incidents. Adequate security measures have been taken, including deploying of armed security personnel, engagement of police personnel, and also CC cameras, etc. For a political comment, a total of 34 candidates are in the fray. NDA and Congress, they have given candidates in all the 5 seats. For the NDA, BJP has 3 candidates. And their allies, Akham Gana Parishad and UPPL, they have 1 candidate each.
Thank you, Manas, for updating us from the ground. And now we talk to our correspondent, Raj Mohan, who is present at Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency. Raj Mohan, tell us, how is voting progressing?
The Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency recorded brisk voter turnout. Wayanad is in the limelight primarily due to the presence of Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, who is making her electoral debut from the constituency. The Left Democratic Front has fielded Satyan Mongeri of the CPI, while India's candidate is Navya Haridas of the BJP. 16 candidates are in the fray.
Right, thank you, Raj Mohan, for those details. Political campaigns are reaching their peak in Maharashtra as various political parties intensify efforts to secure the support of voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a rally at Sindkheda, Dhule district, reaffirming that the ruling Mahayuti alliance will return to power in Maharashtra. NCP-SP leader Sharad Pawar launched an attack on the Mahayuti government for downgrading Maharashtra's rank in the recent report by the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is scheduled to address a rally in Latur, while Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray will be canvassing in Savantwadi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote our heritage but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various development projects in the Union Territory, including Sports Arena and Zanda Chowk School and Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, the president lauded the efforts of Union Territory of Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli administration in tourism, education and industrial development of the region. The president also stressed on the development of villages to achieve the vision of developed India. The president also reaffirmed the commitment of the Union government for the welfare of tribal communities.
Kendra Sarkar aur Sangh Rajya Kshetron ke prashasan dwara yahan paryatan ke vistar ke liye anek prayas kiye ja rahe hain. Kayi jagahon ka navinikaran kiya gaya hai. Main paryatan ko badhava dene ke liye kiye ja rahe karya ki sarahana karti hu. Paryatan mein vistar se rozgar ki nayi sambhavanaon ka srujan hota hai.
Earlier, the president also visited Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. Later, the president will visit Ines Kokri Memorial in Diu. Our correspondent reports the Zanda School Education Hub has been built at a cost of 76 crore rupees and is equipped with state-of-the-art facilities for nearly 12,000 students. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated that any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. Emphasizing the rule of law as the foundation of democratic governance, the court underscored that the guilt of an accused cannot be presumed and arbitrary demolitions violate the principle of separation of powers. A two-judge bench has also issued pan-India guidelines to prevent unauthorized demolition of properties. In the tribal Jashpur area of Chhattisgarh, a Mati Ke Veer Pad Yatra is being taken out to commemorate the birth anniversary of Lord Birsa Munda on the occasion of Tribal Pride Day. Union Sports, Youth Welfare and Labour Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia is participating in this Pad Yatra. Indian badminton star P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles round of 16 at the Kumamoto Masters Japan Super 500 tournament today. Sindhu defeated Thailand's Busanan Ongwam Rungphan in a swift match, winning 21-12, 21-8 in just 38 minutes. In another match later in the day, India's Lakshya Sen is set to face Malaysia's Leong Drun Hao. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects from Darbhanga, Bihar, dedicates 18 Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Over 46% voting recorded till 1 p.m. in first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections. Peaceful polling also underway for by-polls in 31 Assembly constituencies in 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. Campaigning at its peak for Maharashtra Assembly elections, with political leaders making best efforts to garner voter support. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on development of villages to achieve vision of developed India. Supreme Court lays down pan-India guidelines on demolition of properties, rules any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles round of 16 at Kumamoto Masters Tournament in Japan. And with that, we end the midday news.